A judge has lifted a temporary suspension on a recycling facility in Camden. The EMR Metal Recycling Company has been the site of several fires. The judge says the company will be able to restart operations once specific criteria are met, including making sure safety measures are in place to prevent further fires. EMR's license was temporarily suspended after a two-alarm blaze on May 29th. Attorney for the City of Camden, William Tambuzzi, says they'll have to have assurances the facility will be safe.
Ultimately, the order is going to include eight specific conditions that EMR needs to make before they turn that shredder back on. The court sends us his form of order. Both sides put their comments on it. We'll do that, and the judge will ultimately decide what the form of order looks like. But I assure you, there will be reference to conditions that EMR must make for the protection of the citizenry of Camden.
EMR questioned the time it took for the city to do so, saying in court they had to lay off over 300 people and have lost tens of millions of dollars. The city disputed that, arguing they had to address the risk to the community and ultimately wanted to prevent further fines. A cell phone ban in schools could be the most popular policy Pennsylvania's legislation has passed in years. For our news partner WITF, Jordan Wilkie reports on where politicians are doing what the public wants.
9 out of 10 registered voters in Pennsylvania want to separate kids from their cell phones during the school day. That's according to Burwood Yost, who leads public opinion polling at Franklin and Marshall College.
So that's a broadly popular policy. One of the most popular policies we've tested over the years, in fact.
But being popular isn't enough for a policy to become law. Yost says when people call, write, and visit lawmakers, policies become priorities. That's what happened with the cell phone ban in schools. Now, a bipartisan bill is expected to pass the legislature this cycle and has Governor Josh Shapiro's support. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
The Philadelphia School District is commending Mayor Sherrill Parker and City Council for restoring hundreds of positions that have been slated for the chopping block. Superintendent Tony Watlington says all 340 school-based jobs are now secure. Watlington also says 92% of teacher positions have been filled. The announcement comes after the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers released a statement saying their union members have not been notified nearly a month after city officials announced a plan to save those jobs within the district. Receiving an education at Temple University is going to cost more in the next academic year. The school's Board of Trustees has approved the 3.4% increase in tuition for both in-state and out-of-state students. With the hike came the announcement of what Temple describes as a historic allocation of more than $196 million for financial aid. The Phillies lost against the Reds last night by an ugly score, 11-5. Flood watch in effect for the region beginning at noon.